This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, okay? Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. So two things you can do. One is head over to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can get involved in the live chat that's going on there. You can, all kinds of stuff. You can hit the donate button. There's all kinds of things you can do to help out. Head over to mypillow.com. Mypillow.com. Look, I know it's kind of weird for a guy to talk about sheets and pillowcases and that kind of stuff, but I'll tell you what. I love the sheets. I kind of made fun at first when they said, you know, you really should try out the sheets. I go, sheets are sheets, whatever. And, man, I tell you what, when they were on the bed and I got in the bed that night, I went, wow, these are cool. I like these. So between the sheets, the pillowcases, the pillows, all of that stuff. Oh, I get the slippers, too. And if you use promo code Joe, mypillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%, depends on the product that you're buying. You'll save money. I make money. Everybody's happy. And we want everybody to be happy. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. She is my co-host on Fridays. And you look like you're going to say something.
I was going to say two things. What is it about those sheets that makes them so wonderful?
I never understood what the, you know, the stitching, they call it, so many stitches per experience or whatever, right? They're just so smooth.
The thread count.
They're just so smooth. I mean, seriously.
I don't know. And it's the fabric, too. I don't know. But it's very good. But I will tell you this. I think I can say this. We have a mutual friend who is best friends with the guy who won the lawsuit against Mike Lindell.
Ooh. Really?
I know. Not telling you who, especially on the air. But
got lots of money?
I don't think I could have done that.
How much even of a friend is he? Oh.
It's his best friend. It's our mutual friend. And it's his best friend. I don't think I could have done that. I mean, even if I had the goods, here's a man who's done so much for America.
Okay. I agree.
For $5 million, I don't know that it's worth it.
$5 million? I don't know.
I'd have to think about it, but
I got a couple of kids I wouldn't mind getting rid of. I mean, I could do it.
No, we'll see what happens. Oh. I heard Mike talk about it today, and he's not going down. He's you know, of course he's going to fight it.
Oh, he fights everything. God bless him for doing it too. Now, before he goes broke, help me out here. Go buy some stuff from MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save 30 to 70% before he has to pay that bill. And I'll make a few bucks, and everybody, including Joe, will be extremely happy. So
exactly.
Right? I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
So, here, we got a good one for you.
Uh-oh.
Southern Poverty Law Center has compared the parents' rights advocates to, you know, he's calling it Uptown Clause, like the Ku Klux Klan. Mm-hmm. He's kind of going down that road with the idea, right? So in an annual report on the state of Black America, the National Urban League teamed up with the SPLC and the University of California, well, what could go wrong there? The University of California, Los Angeles, to assess the rights of Black Americans. Maya Henson Carey, an SPLC research analyst, equated the modern parental rights movement in education to the white citizen councils or Uptown Klans that pushed for segregation following the Supreme Court landmark Brown versus Board of Education. Uh-huh. So apparently you sticking up, or me sticking up for my granddaughter's rights or my kids' rights because I am white means that I'm not sticking up for your rights. I don't know how you do that.
So confused.
You're supposed to be helping me here.
I don't understand any of that. Again, I'm not quite sure what rights our kids aren't getting.
So they're claiming. Now check this out. Check this out. This is from the University of California, Los Angeles. So they're claiming, by, you know, these white folks that are screaming about what's being taught to their kids in school and wanting more rights for their kids, we are acting like segregationists. Now think about this. Let this sink in for a second. Okay.
Are these Black people who are complaining?
Are saying that. Yes.
Are saying this. Okay.
Right. So it's the National Urban League.
Yes.
The SPLC. And the University of California, Los Angeles, okay, who put out a report on the state of Black America.
Gotcha.
All right. Now, they're saying that we're being, like, white segregationists, like we don't want anything to do with Black folks. That's why as parents, we're pushing for our rights. However, isn't it these higher facilities of learning where they're actually segregating out the promotions, right, the graduations? You have a Black graduation, a white graduation, a Hispanic graduation, you have a... They're the ones doing that, and yet we're the segregationists.
You're trying to make sense out of nonsense.
I can't seem to make sense out of nothing with this
crap. I can't go down that road, because author of
hold
confusion?
Your breath. UCLA. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Sonia and myself in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
A real Italian girl would have said, what's wrong with you? 855-32-5563. But let me just bring her back. Sonya Schmidt is my co-host on Fridays, and we always have a good time with some of the dumbest. I don't even want to call them crazy anymore, because they're past crazy. They're just dumb. Some of the dumbest stories, and there's a certain group of people that buy into them. Right? So I'm like, we're just talking about Southern Poverty Law Center that calls most church groups and Samaritan's Purse a hate organization. So we're supposed to listen to these people?
Enough anyway. Do that. That's why they get away with what they get away with.
I know.
Just, you know, when you dumb down people, they'll fall for anything. They're not aware. And they want to feel good about themselves because they don't have any real purpose.
Well, you've said it forever. You keep saying, what other person you're going to say? I'm a good person, right?
I'm a good person, right? Right?
Yeah.
I heard that in Hollywood all the time. And I would come home and I'd ask my husband,
who are you trying to convince? Anyway, go ahead.
Trying to convince? And you can tell that they were trying to convince themselves.
Wow.
Because there was something about them, and this is my observation from watching so many of them say that in Hollywood, is that they had a doubt that they weren't good people. We were writing a TV show, and one of the characters, a married woman, had an affair with the pool guy and got pregnant, and we kind of wrote ourselves into a corner, and then we were like, well, what are we going to do about the pregnancy? And the only other woman on staff with me, she said, have an abortion. I mean, she says, and she was shocked that I was like, what? And she says, well, me and my friends, I mean, I don't know anybody who would, but that doesn't make me a bad person, right? Okay. What it makes,
yes.
We have to decide if we want America to like this character or not. We have to have some sort of real justification for this. I mean, she did not understand why that wasn't the natural go-to solution to this married woman who had a wonderful marriage. She has an affair with this gorgeous pool guy, and now she's going to kill a baby as a... I'm like, ew, yuck.
Well, they are trying to play this up like this is white supremacists that are trying segregation. So what the part that I'm kind of confused with is you have parents fighting for the rights of their kids, any color kid, all kids in most. Most parents don't get up at the podium and go, now I want my little Johnny to be able to do. They don't do that. Right? They go, are you teaching kids this stuff? Why is this stuff in the library for our children to read? They never say my kids. Do you know what I mean?
I still don't know what they're objecting to. I can't, you know, it just sounds like more yapping. It sounds
it
like
is.
More complaint, complaint, complaint. And to be honest, I don't think they understand that I won't say most people, but I think people are getting sick of this. You know, we are living at a time where opportunities have leveled out. You can get what you want. Oh, that's what I was saying before the break. I remember when I was writing my children's book, and I just looked up one day in awe and went, I've been a welfare mom with no education. I was a dancer, an international dancer. I taught myself how to write TV. I wrote for all the major networks on television. Once I quit that, I taught dance. I taught in the junior high school system. And now I'm an author. And I just looked up and went, only in America. There is no place else a black woman could say that. And I'd like to know what the heck they're thinking that these kids aren't getting.
When you dig into this a little further, they go on to say that far-right extremists are advocating for the erasure of our civil liberties. They blame those that, when you say taking America back, what that means is you want to bring
back
it back
to
a Christian nation, and that makes it white nationalism.
Right. Okay, now I see where you're going.
I would not leave these people.
Well, okay. And that is because, so everybody in your audience, I want you to keep your eyes open to watch the pattern. Now that the elections are getting closer, and they still don't have anybody decent to run on their side, they are really hyping the anti-Christian, Christian equals nationalist, nationalist equals racist. They're putting and all those things is right wing, and you're going to hear that pounded over and over in different ways, and it's because they're trying to put that in people's heads for the upcoming election. because everything to them is all about politics. That's they care about is politics and money. And they control the narrative. I don't know if you saw this interview. It was a man, I believe it was Kentucky, shot this black kid through the door of his house. He thought it was an intruder, I believe. But one of his grandchildren came up and said, well, you know, he's one of those Christian right-wing veterans, so you know what that makes him. Where I guess he had other children and grandchildren who said he's the most wonderful and people from the community could vouch for him in the most wonderful way. But, of course, you know, the mainstream media had this one white kid, his white grandson who had cornrows and was saying what a racist his grandfather was because he's Christian, nationalist, right-wing. You're going to hear it over and over again.
Well, I want you to think about something. The part of this article says that, let me see, they operate under the guise of parents' rights. They're extremists labeling diversity initiatives in education, culturally competent curriculums, and critical race theory.
That's what this is about.
Right? So by wiping those out, they're wiping out black history. Well, I don't... Really.
They're trying anything that they can. And in college, you know, if you want to teach a theory in college, they're grown enough. But there's not enough of... You know what? We teach... You know what I've been teaching my grandson. You can teach black history.
You can teach real history.
That's right. You can do that at home. I don't need my kids to go to school to learn quote unquote black history. If you crack open a book, Mr. Lamont, I'm kind of talking to you too. You crack open a book, you might be able to teach some black history at home. There are certain things that, you know, in my generation we
call. Wait a minute. You're talking about a man that calls all white men the devil, and he's married to what?
A white man.
So he married the devil. What do you expect?
They have no self-awareness.
We've got to go for a break. Show me being your own. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. She'll still be talking when we come back. Don't worry.
I know it. And furthermore.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says he will continue to stand by the FDA's evidence-based approval of the abortion pill mifepristone following the Supreme Court's decision to allow the drug to stay on the market. Mifepristone was originally approved by the FDA in 2000. New concerns about how Elon Musk is running the automaker Tesla.
A lot of big, long-time investors in Tesla have written a letter expressing concern about Musk.
He's more distracted than ever.
That's Ivan Frischberg with Amalgamated Bank. He says Musk is way too distracted by his other businesses.
This collective that you've seen a lot in the letter is really a sense of over the last year of this sort of really actually starting to harm the company.
Perhaps an example, Twitter is backing off its barely two-week-old practice of labeling some news outlets as government-funded. Some of the outlets quit Twitter in protest. I'm Rich Johnson.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back.
One marimba will start.
All right, one time around the desk. Your little marimba around the desk. All right, here you go. You're done. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Love Sonia Schmitz with us again as my co-host tonight, and always appreciate her time as well. You know, Sonia, you know, I know how you women are. You know, my wife, her legs start moving when she hears music like that. It's like, all right, go ahead and dance. Get it out of your system, you know?
I had a friend. Who was the hillbilly I often talk about, and he had a...
I think I know that hillbilly, but go ahead.
He had a Latina wife, and he says his little daughter couldn't hear that music. If she had a thing of Chiclets or Tic Tacs in her hand, she'd start. We can't hear music. It's in our blood.
Latin music sung with a southern accent. That must have been great. Well, my granddaughter, my wife took a video of her one night. She was watching the show in the dining room, and they were eating together. And every time my music came on, my bumper music, she would start shaking. Like, you know, she was dancing with the bumper music. It was hilarious, okay?
Yeah.
And when it stopped, she stopped, went back in again. So,
it's just natural.
Yep. They love to move. What's that?
They
what
love
was that thing?
To move.
They love
we
to move
even
it,
do
move
it on
move
rhythm.
It.
We do it on
you,
beat.
No, you guys got the rhythm. We got nothing. I'm telling you. I might as well have three left feet. It's really bad.
I know it. But so, yet, we're people who are wanting for equal rights. You guys need to get your equal rights together in terms of rhythm and...
God, you know, you're going to give me so much trouble. But I don't mind. I actually enjoy it, frankly. I love watching him turn purple. Alvin Bragg. Remember him, right?
Ooh.
So, you know, because he had to go after that, you know, big bad orange guy, you know, I mean, stop all the crime. So he's promised. He actually came out in a press out in a press conference. He promises not to prosecute theft. To establish racial equity and balance, because theft is nothing more than a crime of poverty.
Wow.
And he said, you know, he specifically said he's going to create a fracture between the New York City Police Department and the Manhattan's DA's office. Right? Now, this is when he's speaking to a group. There's a large group of black kids there, too. And I'm thinking to myself, does he understand what he just said?
That's so condescending. It's so racist. And it's not helping black people.
Now I got to fix you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They keep telling me that black folks can't be racist. I don't know if you know, but Alvin Bragg is black.
Yeah,
so you can't call him a racist.
That's another lie that they try to tell you so you don't call reality reality. We have a big problem in this country. We're allergic to the truth. And, yeah, we can be, and we are in many cases, and especially on the left. There is no difference with Alvin Bragg than the African slave. The African people who sold their own people to European slave masters, slave owners. No different. Alvin Bragg is selling out, and people like him. There's any number of them on the left. They are selling out black people for their own fame, maybe their own money, their own, you know, I mean, look how far and how long, what's the guy's name, the black guy who was the voice of black people? He has a show on MSNBC, I believe, now. Used to be fat.
You're going to get me in trouble.
Al Sharpton.
Oh, the Jew hater. Yeah.
Jew hater. How long was he the voice of black people? He did all the bidding of the left. But he made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Think of all the nasty stuff he said to the Jewish community, about the Jewish community, about Jews as a whole. And he's the beloved.
Yep. Right? I mean, really, when you look at I'm always shocked at all the women, the black lesbian women who, you know, are on the side of the left and they're speaking out. And it's like, you don't speak for everybody, and why are there so many of you, and why are you all on that side, and why do you... It's not healthy, and it's all we're exposed to. But they're not helping black people. They're certainly not helping black men by telling them that theft is normal for you, and we're going to let you get away with it, so we're not seen as racist. Because you're not giving them much of a future if they're thieves.
Yeah. So here, I want you to hear this. Bragg's chief prosecutor, his right-hand man, if you would,
mm-hmm.
or person, or whatever the proper word is, anyhow, is arguing that critical race theory ideology needs to be integrated into the criminal justice system. All right?
Ooh.
Goes on to say, so one of the first things we need to do is change the language. We no longer will use the bad dude, because what does that actually mean? Because we don't know what the circumstances of that person was. So why would we call them a bad dude when we don't know anything about them? Well, if you just pistol whipped two people in the street and shot two others, I would say that maybe you're a bad dude. The other thing they want to do is they want to come up with better ways to for jury pools, because she went off on a tirade, basically saying she doesn't like the fact that jury pools give officers the benefit of the doubt. It's like, wow, we are, that whole department is 100% anti-law.
So they would take away our rights to be judged by the jury
of our peers. Yeah.
And replace it with, here's the thing about the left too, just an observation, is all they do is remove and destroy. I'd like to hear what they would like to replace that with, because so far all you said is
there's nothing there.
Let thieves go free.
No. Well, what about, you were talking
and
about
give them
earlier.
Excuses.
Look what happened in Chicago. You had 400 plus kids.
Mm.
All right? Some of them really young kids, if you look at the video, out in the street, smashing windows, and a new mayor said, well, we really shouldn't put these kids down. Because we don't know, you know, what kind of family home they have, what they've come out of, the kind of poverty they're subjected to. So this is the kind of thing that happens when you live in poverty.
Then why doesn't Chicago fix the state of poverty? Unless they like this sort of thing. And I can guarantee you the left likes this sort of thing. They are using children to fight their fights. The fact of the matter is once everything burns down and once these kids are in trouble and all that, they're just going to ask for more money so they can skim off the top, which is exactly what they've been doing for years. They need more social programs. They need more midnight basketball courts, don't you know? Yeah, that would solve the problem. These kids have cell phones because that's exactly how they found out where everybody was going to be rioting.
No, I'm glad you said that. Look at the shoes they're wearing. Look at the clothes they're wearing. Look at the phones that they have in their hand. And you're going to tell me these kids are coming from poverty?
They got a lot of energy for hungry kids.
You know, and people get mad at me when I say this. I don't care if it was a group of black kids or white kids. Where are the parents?
What in
God's creation is a 13, 14, 15, or even a 16-year-old doing out at 2 o'clock in the morning, smashing windows and doing all kinds of stuff?
I guess, I don't know, the parents have no respect for themselves either. Because
I'll give you that.
Nobody would live under my roof and eat my food who can be out at 2 o'clock in the morning jumping on cars and beating up people.
Yeah. Nope. You're 100% right.
I don't know if you saw the video of them beating up the white woman, and today they said, well, they beat her up because she was trying to defend her black boyfriend. Like, oh, okay.
Okay.
What does that have to do with anything?
Thank you. Wait a minute. You want us to protect black folks. She's white. She protected a black guy, and then she got beat up for doing that.
Right.
You can't smoke enough dope to have that make sense.
Nope.
All right. So when we come back, Governor Newsom directs the National Guard to help combat San Francisco's fentanyl crisis after being happy that the Senate voted down a law that would have stopped or at least slowed down the fentanyl crisis. He must be doing fentanyl to be this confused. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Wow.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Me, 855-ROPE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem, really, seriously. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the solution. Speaking of being part of the solution, let's bring her on, my co-host, Sonia Schmidt. Always appreciate her time with me. And, all right, Sonia.
Thank you for having me. That soundbite makes me laugh every time I hear it. You mean like a Democrat? Couldn't do that joke anymore.
Wonder, no, you couldn't.
Did you see how the late night talk show hosts are like doing so bad? Their ratings are so bad.
Oh, in the toilet. Yeah.
In the toilet. But they won't switch up. They just double down.
Yeah. No. No, why would you do that? Because they're so smarter than you. They're going to do it no matter what.
Right.
It was a joke that it wasn't even a joke. I was talking in a way about the movies Noah. And I say the movies Noah because there were two Noah movies that came out almost at the same time. One was very biblically based. I don't know if it was 8 years ago or 10 years ago, whatever it was. And one was Hollywood New Age.
Okay? And yeah. The reason God flooded the earth was we weren't treating the ecosystem right. We weren't, you know, taking care of the planet. Somehow the gas-driven cars of the day were polluting the place. I can't even put that together to have it make sense. Right? Where the one that was biblically based did fantastic at the box office. The other one tanked. They didn't care. It was important to get the message out.
Didn't that one have Martians in it, too? It had some sort of, like, aliens? Or
probably.
I turned it off, and I love me some Russell Crowe. But I couldn't. I was like, man, I'll just watch Gladiator again. I'm just, yeah. There's no way. This was too stupid. I was going to watch Gods and something. It's with Christian Bale, but it's the Moses story.
Okay.
Okay, let me backtrack for a minute. The Noah story the Noah movie you're talking about was done by this guy who's like this creepy. I think he did some pedophile stuff. I mean, he's really crazy. There was no way they knew when they hired him they weren't going to get a biblical, and that's what they wanted.
A biblical worldview? No, right. Wasn't going to happen.
What is Gods and Legends or something like that? But it's the Moses story. I was going to watch that last night, so I went to Christian Reviews to see what they thought about it, and it wasn't bad, but they did say it'll bring up conversation, which they thought was positive, you know, that you can talk about the certain things that the movie did and didn't do, and it's good to bring up conversation. I mean, mm-hmm. if you could have a conversation with people who aren't receptive to God, but so I may give it a try, but Christian movies. I hear there is one out right now that's very good, and it's called, I want to say Not Without My Son, but it's the story of Abraham.
Right.
I don't know
the name, but I know people are talking about it. And, you know, these are things about something, that they're making these stories. They're actually filming these and doing these stories today in today's environment, and these movies are doing well. Gee, I wonder
movies,
why.
Family movies have always done well until they went woke. And but no, Hollywood does not care. In fact, they use the money from those shows, you know, to keep their other shows going.
Yep.
So they don't care that nobody wants to see them. They think sooner or later we'll get smart enough to appreciate the stuff that they do.
All of this stuff is just so asinine. It's so crazy. You don't even know what to do with it. So Governor Newsom is signing an order to have the National Guard help combat San Francisco's fentanyl crisis. Okay? Now, the asinine thing about this was that there was a bill that was coming forward in the California legislature. He was one of the ones that didn't think it was worth signing, or let them know that he wasn't going to sign it. All right? And the bill had to do with if you sold fentanyl, if you were a drug dealer, and you sold fentanyl and it killed somebody, you could be brought up on manslaughter charges. It was a way to stop it from coming. They know what they're doing. They're not stupid.
Right.
And yet he couldn't be bothered with it. And he didn't say because it was too over the top. He didn't say, you know, it's not our job. It's not what it is. You know, people use drugs all the time. Well, fentanyl's not a drug. It's a poison. But we'll talk about that some other day. But he's directed the National Guard and the California Highway Patrol to help combat San Francisco's, not the rest of the state, just San Francisco's fentanyl trafficking crisis, because it's not happening in L.A., but it is. It's not happening in San Jose and Sacramento. It is, but they do nothing about it. You know, it is so hypocritical of these people. Well, it's so typical of these people, put it that way. And then he goes after Jacksonville, Florida, and Fort Worth, Texas, saying that their crime rates are much higher. Their violence is much higher than it is in San Francisco. It's not the truth. They don't have the same fentanyl crisis. They have police moving into Florida, and they're hiring more police than any other state. And give me a break. Again, as the chapter of my book says, why do they have to lie to win?
why you got to lie, Craig? That's one of my favorite lines in in the movie Friday. Why you got to lie, Craig? Why you got to lie? And
that's good.
If they didn't, if they couldn't lie, then what are they going to do? They can't
tell
the truth.
They wouldn't be able to say anything.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that that hearing that Jim Jordan hosted or was the chairperson for, but it was about the crime in New York,
right?
And the Democrats stood up there and started naming all the right leaning, the red states, the red cities that had higher crime, and their stats were wrong. And it's like,
of course they were wrong.
Why
you're going to tell the truth?
Can we talk about New York?
You're
for
such a Pollyanna. I don't know
for.
What to say.
I am. I'm so innocent. I thought we were trying to help New York.
God.
Yeah, he's a.
Go ahead.
Newsom. He's going to be your next president, so you better get used to the
Newsom.
Hairdos and the pearly whites.
I don't know. Italy's looking pretty good, I tell you what. I always said, well, let's move to Sicily. You know where the crooks are there, you know.
You know where
they let you know where they are and where to drop the money. Anyway.
The name of that movie is called His Only Son, by the way. And if you're going to see it, people, you better do it fast. Cause
yeah, before they pull it for hate speech. You never know.
Movies don't last long.
I know, right? So apparently this person, Oli London, I don't know if you heard of them. He detransitioned from a transgender lifestyle, and he's tweeted about Mulvaney's claims. And more these influencers are coming out of the transition and detransitioning and talking about how bad it was.
Yeah.
But he's now called out Mulvaney, claiming it's all an act. He says that Dylan Mulvaney is not a real trans person. He is mocking the entire trans community, yet they continue to worship this false idol. He tells the story of the book Gender Madness. I think I want to get him on the show and get a copy of the book. He said Dylan claims to have only come out as a trans publicly a year ago. He said, yet in 2021, a since-deleted video by Dylan was captioned, I am a trans non-binary actor and have had trouble finding roles. Again.
Right.
They just like to lie.
Yes, they're as phony as a $3 bill. And I think the more I watch Dylan, which is not a lot, but every time I see him, I realize this is an act. This is if he had come out and owned that this was an act, just like the we always talk about the people in our time that dressed up as women and played it up and had fun. And if he had good joke writers, he could have been funny. He could have been acceptable, you know. But he took himself seriously. He tried to.
You're right. That would have been a great act.
It would have been a great act. Watch him with that in mind the next time you see him. And if it were an act, if he had good joke writers, this would have flown. But no. He had to shove it down our throat that he was a real woman with real emotions and real feelings about, you know, the man bulge thing. Hilarious if he had done it as a joke.
Yep. Now, you know, Mulvaney, who was the fellow that was, God. Who does all the secret video shots, right?
Secret video shots.
Well, not secret, you know, where he's getting somebody to admit what they're doing. But right? So he actually followed Mulvaney into a hotel. Mulvaney gets in an elevator and says, I don't want you in here with me. I don't want you in my space. And I'm thinking as I'm watching this thing, isn't it interesting that this person who's screaming about being in everybody else's space doesn't want anybody in their space. Right?
No.
All right. People find you here every week with me.
That's right. Every Friday I'm here.
Now she's going to go relax while I get you even more wound up. Sonia, always love having you on, Sonia. And appreciate your time with me. Joe Bastino, your host. You're stuck with me for the next hour, people. Get used to it because I ain't going nowhere. We'll be right back.